The early developing brain is uniquely malleable. It takes in and incorporates a huge amount of the surrounding environment, and it shapes who we are and how we approach problems. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Brandon, now 17, grew up in a rural part of California surrounded by economic and social stressors. For most of his life, his parents have both been addicted to methamphetamine. His father was constantly in and out of jail, and his mother couldn't take care of the five children. So Brandon was put in a succession of foster homes, but he tells me it didn't work out because he constantly felt rejected, and he couldn't trust people. He would never let them get close to him for fear that they would reject him again. He couldn't trust people who were just trying to help him. He was constantly moved and changing schools, so he developed no friends and no relationships with teachers. He considers himself dumb and unable to learn. So, with no self-esteem, Brandon stopped attending school. He began constantly fighting with everyone, and he found that the negative attention he received was the only way he could feel seen. Well, drug use landed him in juvenile hall, and recently his 15-year-old girlfriend found out that she was pregnant. This pattern of childhood trauma extending through generations is not at all uncommon. In some ways, social and institutional trauma surrounded Brandon and compounded his problems. Collectively, these childhood traumas are called ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences. And we know that ACEs are a risk to both physical and emotional health. It's amazing the correlation between high ACEs scores measured on a scale of 1 to 10 and subsequent health problems. The ACEs scale asks questions about activities that occurred during childhood, such as childhood domestic violence, parental substance abuse or incarceration, or being deprived of food or love. The higher a person like Brandon's ACEs scores, the more likely they are to develop in the future diabetes, heart disease, substance abuse, domestic violence, cancer, suicide, and much more. While the mechanism by which ACEs impact later health is still being worked out, we do know that toxic stress has biologic effects, including impacting hormone release, altering immune functioning, and creating havoc with the accuracy by which DNA is transcribed. We are all creatures of habit, and as we move from children to adults, people often unintentionally try to create what they had growing up because that feels most familiar. Well, people with high ACEs often end up running their own households much as they did when they were growing up, with lots of screaming and hitting and even drug use. So how can we intervene? Well, the emerging field is called trauma-informed care, and it seeks to address the root causes of ACEs. Next week, we'll take a look at what constitutes trauma-informed care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.